The biggest difference in the Vikings now, as opposed to the Vikings of 6 weeks ago, the play of Teddy Bridgewater.
Touchdown, Vikings! What a beautiful throw by Teddy Bridgewater.
In Minnesota's last three games, Bridgewater completed over 70% of his passes with six touchdowns and no interceptions. His quarterback rating during that span, 123.2. After the Packers sacked Bridgewater six times in the first meeting,
third and long, he's hit and sacked again!
The Vikings adjusted their offense.
A lot more quick stuff, a lot more play action too. And that feeds off their run game.
Of course, said run game features Adrian Peterson and therefore ranks as one of the league's best, as does the Vikings kickoff return unit, thanks to Cordarrelle Patterson.
He has size, good size, good speed. He's not scared to run the ball, as you can see, and he's very confident in his ability. So he definitely poses a threat, you know, no matter who's covering him every week.
Despite the presence of the league's number two kick returner, number one rusher, and an ascending quarterback, the Vikings' bell cow is still their defense.
Here's a blitz, and Rodgers is sacked!
No Pro Bowlers, but playmakers at every level. And three of them, Linval Joseph, Anthony Barr, and Harrison Smith, just returned from the sick list.
Held the Bears to 17, held the Giants to 17, so they're a confident bunch right now, and they're playing some good football.
And let's face the football facts.
Gets a big block off the right side of the 10 to the 5, and he's in for the touchdown.
After that 38-8, nine-sack meltdown in the desert, the same cannot be said for the Green Bay Packers. And the sudden-death games are fast approaching.
You can talk all you want. It's getting a part of the season here. It's just getting the job done. It's you know, all the rhetoric about, you know, we need to improve on this and, you know, we'll work on it. That's gone. From this game on, it's playoff-type mentality. I mean, we need to win and get on the roll and get things going.